Fashaholics. I'm so happy to be doing more podcasts for you guys. It's been great. You've heard me on Vivid Radio, but this is where my true passion lies. Here in the dungeon that we call Julieland, we've been decorating early for Halloween. It's one of our favorite holidays. And here today, I have the beautiful Miss Tiffany Tyler.
Okay. Meow. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Who?
I love kitty noises.
Who?
Tiffany Tyler. I know it's been a while. You probably forgot.
I never heard of her.
Hiding.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Oh my God. I saw them in concert. Peaches and Herb.
Who is this?
Oh my God. She needs a music lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to come over and talk to Daddy.
Yeah. So.
Sugar Daddy Light. So I love talking to Tiffany because we're both crazy little cat ladies. We often speak to each other in meows. Meow means I need attention. So when she texts me, it's, hey, pay attention to me.
Mm-hmm. I like that she speaks cat.
Yes, we speak cat, and we also have a gaggle of fur children.
We really have too many.
How many?
Six total. Have three, and she has three. So six kids total in our partnership.
You have three cats?
No.
You have three cats?
I have two dogs and a cat.
Holy shit.
I have two cats and a dog.
Oh my God.
But thankfully, two of our dogs are very old, so soon it'll be four.
Oh, she's excited about it. How's that?
That's sad. And what are the names?
I have a Siberian Husky named Lou. I have a black cat named Prada. And I have a little fucking shithead named Leo.
I love Leo.
Loves Leo. He just destroys my life.
And what do you have, Tiff?
I have a chihuahua named Starry, a cat named Sebastian, and a puppy named Vronsky.
I thought it was Bronsky or Sancho. We were thinking about naming him Sancho because that means the other guy in Spanish. And he's so big and so jealous of all guys that he's the other guy, man.
That's why I got him. That is what Vronsky means. I figured there's more Tolstoy fans out there. But
you have to explain what Vronsky is, because everybody was fucking this up for a while.
Everyone was fucking this up. After like 3 months, Ash kneels down, is petting my dog, and looks at his tag and goes, oh, his name's not Bronson? I'm like, no. I thought you were screwing with me this entire time. She's like, no, I totally thought his name was Bronson. And
I
thought
like Bronson, like the famous fighter. Because he's so fucking
okay.
big.
That would have been good.
And
we could change it.
He punches everybody with those fucking paws.
He does. He's a Great Dane. But yeah, so Vronsky.
VR.
Like Anna Karenina's lover. It's like a classy way of saying Sancho.
Okay. Because I thought you were saying Bronsky. Like as in broski. Yo, bro.
Yo, bro.
Which is why I thought they were making fun of me because I love bros.
And her dog is a total bro magnet. We've actually had discussions about how our dogs pull so much tail for us. So girls out there,
bored, we're going to the dog
like,
park.
You like guys who say, hey, this is my bro?
Yes.
I've lost all respect for you.
That's okay. It's coming at some point.
I just cannot stand. Anytime I hear that, like, yo, bro, and some guy, and my old neighbor said to me one time, and he goes, thanks, bro. And I swear to God, I was just going to like punch him in the face.
I brought Tiffany to a skater bar here in Hollywood. I can't even remember what it was called.
Black.
And they played old 80s hip-hop music, and there's full of skaters. She was so in heaven. It's her new favorite bar.
It is my new favorite bar.
Like skaters, skateboarders?
Like hipster skater, yeah. Kind of.
I like a
little
909er in my boy. Just a
okay,
little.
Little skateboard, little like guys wearing, like he's got to have lots of scabs.
I've outgrown my like studded belt chain phase, but some version of that.
Studded belt chain phase.
You
like a guy that basically has no money.
Which is really funny because she has a Hebrew tattoo on the back of her neck.
Because I'm Jewish.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I'm making a Jew joke.
And what does the tattoo say?
It says One Life to Live, which is apparently a soap opera that I didn't know
when
I got it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, so she's a soap opera fan.
Apparently.
That's like getting a tattoo and Days of Our Lives.
Isn't that one on her ass? Or does she have Beverly Hills 90210 on the other ass cheek?
Right.
Melrose Place on her foot.
So we have Vronsky, the mm-hmm. other man, and Sebastian is your other handsome boy.
Sebastian is
What
the
is
other
so special
man.
About him? Sebastian, why does everybody love Sebastian?
So Sebastian is a sphinx, and they're all kind of like this, but he's like the sweetest, most loving cat ever. He just wraps his arms around you and purrs at you. And
those are ugly cats, though.
He's gorgeous. What are you saying?
They're ugly cats.
My favorite cat that I've ever lived with is probably my college roommate's cat. Her name is Victoria, and she would really enjoy Vronsky's name, actually. I would text her about that right now, but I'm in the middle of podcasting for my Ashaholics and interviewing Tiffany.
We had two cats as a kids, and they were Peanuts and Popcorn.
Peanuts and Popcorn. I love it.
And we used to always say they were famous because if you went to any baseball game, people were screaming their names.
They're famous.
They'd be like, Peanuts, Popcorn. We'd be like, oh, they're at home. Don't worry about it.
My college roommate's cat was Adolf. Well, he's still around. Is Adolf Hitler, and it's because he's black and white, and he has the mustache. He's even on the website catsthatlooklikehitler.com. This is real.
This is so.
This
cool.
is something on the internet.
Oh my god! And what other pets did you have as a kid?
Let's see. My first.
Did you have pets?
First animal was a black German shepherd named Bear. And Bear was so well trained that you could tell him, my mom would get ready and rush for work. And she would tell him, you know, like, sit, stay, like, you're in the way. And he would sit and stay there until she left and all day while she was at work. And when my grandma would go check on him, she would have to call my mom at work and call him off from stay just so that he could go eat and go outside. He later became a police dog and saved many a children from being lost in cornfields in the Midwest. So that was beautiful.
And whoever trained that dog, I need their number.
My mom.
I need to talk to your mom.
It was my mom. And then after that, I had a blue heeler mix named Shelby, who I used to play hide and seek with when I was a kid. She would sit, stay, and then I would call her and she'd come find me. I had many pets, many, many pets. My grandparents always had three dogs.
We always had dogs and cats. We always had pets.
I never had cats until my senior year in high school. My grandma got me my first cat named Dolce, who my grandma actually takes care of now. She loves her. It's the first cat she's ever liked. And Dolce's got so much personality. She likes to ninja attack our Pomeranian named Kegogi, which is Korean for dog meat, a dog that my mom and I rescued and lives with my grandma. And they play together. She likes to be outside and hunt. My grandma even lets her out on a leash.
Did you ever have a hamster or a guinea pig or anything like that?
I had a snake at one point. I had a tarantula for a short while.
The warm fuzzy pets.
I've had a lot of...
The what kind you cuddle with?
Yeah. I've had a lot of birds. I've had a lot of fish. Several different dogs ranging from black labs, all that. Usually larger dogs. That's why I love my husky.
My rule was always, I hate small dogs, like all small dogs. And my rule was always if it
fits in a microwave, it's not a real dog.
Well, my rule is kind of like that. My rule is if a cat can kick your dog's ass, it's not a dog. And you know, and I like big dogs.
I have a cat that thinks he's a dog.
Yeah, I like big dogs. Like I like German Shepherds, Labs, you know, Bulldogs. I like real big dogs. Dogs that are like, you know, dogs as opposed to yappy little chihuahuas that I could just kick.
I've always had really controversial dogs too, like German Shepherds are controversial. I've had a pit bull before. I've had a husky. You know, these love are all dogs bulls. That people deem to be highly aggressive, and they're not at all, and they've been the sweetest, most loving animals ever. But my huge thing is I will not adopt a dog from a puppy mill or even a certified breeder, because I love to adopt, I love to save. But you, Miss, tell me more about your pets.
Well, I don't know what else there is to say about them.
I love Starry and her gummy smile.
Oh, yeah, Snaggletooth Starry.
Snaggletooth Starry.
My little 9-year-old chihuahua has really bad teeth. So she's missing between her lower canines all of the teeth on the bottom. And on the top, she only has one. Mm-hmm. And it's like right in the middle. So
what are your favorite little things that your animals do that just melt your heart?
Some days, nothing.
Some days, nothing.
I much prefer your pets right now.
You know, it's really funny. Everybody that I've spoken to lately that's gotten a puppy has been like, why the fuck did I do this to myself? And everybody always wants a puppy until you have a puppy. Is it like everybody wants a hot chick until they have one and realize how annoying they are?
I think
pretty much the same thing. There's no difference between a puppy and a hot chick, I think. I mean, they're both not. They're
if
puppy
she's and a man. Hot chick, and single, she might be really crazy.
The puppy's not really potty trained, doesn't have any manners. That's
well,
hot chick.
She has a Great Dane puppy, so there was never any cute little that puppy face. He was a full grown dog when she got him.
I was never like, oh my god, you're so cute. I was instantly like, I could kill myself, and this is the only way I see out of this situation right now. So
literally, a 5-year-old could ride on a saddle on this dog.
Yeah.
He is an absolute horse.
He's huge. I spent this morning borrowing a vacuum cleaner from Ash so I could clean up the bag of arborio rice he shredded open. And
don't you have a vacuum?
He was just practicing his feature
not
dancing.
A normal one.
He was just fucking up that stage, man.
He's like, look, exploding, we're going to do a wedding party thing, throw the rice everywhere. So yeah, that's how I spent my morning. I'm not super thrilled with my puppy.
Oh, well, do you think you'll keep him still?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep him.
Now, what about your pony? You have a pony, too, princess.
I don't know if I'm going to keep my pony.
Oh,
I never get to see my pony because he doesn't fit in my house.
Yeah.
You can only have one horse in the house at a time.
That's true. That's true. Only one.
Are you guys living at the zoo?
Well, no, this is a zoo here, Dick.
I know.
No, we pretty much do have a zoo. We actually considered moving in together, but then we realized we would have to have a small farm in order to do so.
We would literally need horse property.
You'd need like a backyard and like animals to be and things like that.
Exactly. I want a chicken at some point in my life.
That's exactly what we
really want a chicken.
So it's missing. A chicken.
Oh my God.
If you could have any pet at all, what would it be, Dick?
Miss January.
There you go. Perfect answer.
I don't know. Honestly.
Off a leash? Wasn't yeah. Miss January
no, Allie honestly, Hayes? Honestly, I do.
On a leash, then.
I do love animals. I do love animals. I do love dogs. Like I said, big dogs. And if I were ever to get a dog, I would want a nice yellow lab.
Aw. What would you name him?
Sam.
Not sick boy.
No, Sam, because that was we had Sam the Wonder Dog for years.
Aww.
And he passed away, and he was my favorite dog in my entire life.
That's cute.
Sam
That's
really was amazing.
Cute. Well, everyone out there, if you would like to talk about your pets, because you guys do all the time, send me pictures. You can send them to ashgirl.com. We'll share all of our family photos.
Tweet Ash your pictures of your pets.
Yeah, please don't send me pictures of your cock unless you actually have a chicken for a pet. That's pretty cool. I want a chicken too. So tweet me at Ash Hollywood. Tiffany, what is your Twitter and your website?
My website is tiffanytyler.com and my Twitter is, I don't even fucking know right now because it's suspended.
Because you were a bad girl.
I was a bad, bad girl and had a Rihanna nip slip, so.
Well, it's X Tiffany Tyler X for the temporary one
for
if
the
you
moment.
Would like. For the
Tiffany
moment.
Tyler XXX when they give it back to me.
Bad, bad girl. We'll say bye-bye, bad girl.
Bye-bye. Yeah.